Russian. Rules the nation with Russian. Use the arms of the food of love. Sounds so really make you rub and scrub.
Chip on the left hand side, pass the dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and
bun. It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump and bun.
Because it's cool and lonely, breezy.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to a special edition of the Chew New Podcast. This week is going to be interesting because this is a different kind of podcast today. As you can hear the music playing in the ground, I got two gentlemen with us today. We're calling this episode Two Stoners and the Drunk. I'm going to give you first names. I don't want to use the last names because I know we're trying to keep it hush hush here, guys. I don't know. We got Jacob and Mike in the podcast, baby. Oh, shit. Oh, short claps, everybody. Oh, wait. And you get a little chime there, too. Don't worry, it's possessed, man. My equipment's possessed today. So don't worry, nothing's going to pop out and get you. You look nervous, bro.
Nah. I am nervous.
You are. You look nervous.
I was like, why am I so nervous? I talk to these guys all the time.
No shit.
What the hell?
Well, by the way, we do work in the same company. We don't have to say what company, but we the same company. These guys, I met them the first day I moved in to the company here, back over here to Wesco, Texas. And it was interesting, man, because I had never met two dudes that were so into music, man. They found out I play guitar. I mentioned it a couple of times that I play guitar, and they had invited me to Mike's pad. And it's interesting, man, because I've jammed out with so many people before, and then jamming out with you guys is like a whole different trip.
Oh.
A whole different trip, because you guys were like, hey man, we're just gonna kick back, relax, and just play some music. You know, we weren't playing covers. We weren't playing, you know, all right, let's practice this song. No, we're just like, whatever comes out. And then Jacob takes you on a ride, man. If you're not on that spaceship, bro, you left your ass at the gas mark right there, because he ain't coming back. It's the truth, man. It's some great fucking musicians. I'll tell you that much right now.
Honestly, sometimes I don't even know where I'm going, man. It's like I open up the void and it just comes out.
You're like, how did I get here?
Especially when I'm going over his vocals and I'm just there alone. I'm like, oh my God.
What the fuck is this guy?
I tell him, like, dude, what you said was like very, you're trying to fight the sun. And he's like, I don't know.
And the sun won.
Yeah. I mean,
he wants to destroy the sun. He wants to. He likes opening wounds. Yes.
What the hell?
Hell yeah. And it's good lyrics.
What the hell was I playing that night, dude?
I don't know, man. It's good. The strain was good.
No shit. No, the strain was good. He said, that's the beautiful thing about playing with a man. Sometimes you gotta have that creativity chemicals running through your body when you're playing, you know, and that's the good stuff, bro. Yeah. That's the good stuff.
It's like my whole family plays music. I have a friend named Jasper. He makes a lot of music, and we would do a lot of freestyle improv.
Right.
And he would just open up Logic,
okay,
record some tracks. We all rap improv. And I'm like, this is a beautiful setup. I need to do this, but with my family, and just not just rap, but like acoustic sessions.
Right, right, right.
Electric sessions. But that's what I want to do. Just capture the gold, capture what comes out of us.
Yeah, and I was noticing that you were constantly recording, bro. I was like, wow, this guy got everything.
Yeah.
If someone passed gas, they picked it up.
Yeah. I hear crazy lyrics. I hear crazy conversations after the recording. It's funny. I leave stuff in so my friends can hear it.
There's a lot of, what do you call it? Filler or like, what is it called? I don't know what you call it.
It's jingles.
Skit material.
Skingles.
I remember
jingles, a lot of badass jingles.
When I was a kid, I used to love I love Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like his albums to me were like kind of like the standard, like at growing up, you know.
Right.
Because he had skits between his albums. So like I was like, dude, skits are cool. And that's what I was like, man, we have a bunch of things for skits. Like, just things are just rolling.
Right.
So I'm like, it's pretty cool. Like, we could put effects and shit like
that. That's badass, man. And it's pretty cool, man. Cause like I said, I got there and like the vibe was there already, man. I was like, ooh. We just got to work, didn't we, boys?
And what do you call it, Mike? What's it called?
It's called the Soul Den.
The Soul Den?
Because, yeah. No, I don't want any bad negative energy, even though there has been up there. But it's majority of it's been can't amazing. Control. But good vibes only. Just pour your soul out. Have fun.
That's why you need a casting couch, bro. That's
what yes.
God. Yeah, we just finished it.
It was, yeah. Anyways.
So when you guys get together and y'all do that, I haven't gone to every session you've had there when y'all practice, but how deep does it get, bro? I mean, as far as the practicing, bro.
Andrew's seen it all because I have several groups that come over, mm-hmm. and Andrew's a part of all of them.
Yeah. Pretty much it's like a collective of people. And we just show up and it's not always the same people. Like right. Sometimes it's just me and him.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sometimes we go back to the tracks. I'm like, hey, let's re-record this. Let's listen and party.
No shit.
Yeah, we just listen, go over a track. Like if I couldn't make it another night that they had gotten back tracks that he has, like we're just going over it. Sometimes you go on YouTube for fun, like for like different genre or whatever.
Right.
Like a hypertone and stuff.
Yeah.
And just see what happens. And it's been pretty cool too. Like, I like to go because I have stuff at home to do it. I don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I bought the bullshit, the Focusrite, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do it. I do now, right?
Right.
I can do this, right? But as far as effects and shit, like, yeah, I'm just fucking dumb. But YouTube's there. But even at that, I'm just fucking three bowls in and I'm just like shadow on the wall. Look at that.
That sounds like a lyric.
Yeah, exactly. You see where I get it from?
But being creative and having the ability to improv is also a curse. Right. We can't write.
No, dude, I can't write a fucking song. I Google it too and I'm like, I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, I'm like, I should know this shit, but it's like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm going on tangents.
Right. Let it roll, baby. Just go. And that's cool, man. Because, I mean, like I said, getting there, you know, walking with you guys is just jamming out. And then just the way it just rolls, it was hilarious because I was like thinking, okay, I'm going to play something. Maybe they'll jump on it and follow the song. Maybe they know the song. Maybe they know the role. So I started, it was funny because I started playing The Doors' Roadhouse Blues. I started playing it up, and then the other guitar player that was there, he started following along. The bass was following. Mike got into it. I'm like, all right, man, just need Jacob to kick in here. Let's go. And then Jacob just takes off. I'm like, those aren't the lyrics, but they sound pretty damn mad.
Yeah, whenever they start playing, like, I don't know any lyrics to the songs. So, like, I'm like, I'm going to make my own fucking lyrics. I'm fucking man. Like, they played a Deftones cover, and every time, it's never the fucking lyrics. I don't know them. But
yeah.
I still like to have fun. I'm not going to be like, well, I don't know. I just let them roll.
Right.
Everything. I love it.
The beautiful thing is that, I mean, the job that we work at, we're constantly moving. We're on our feet all day. And then you get out of work. You just want to go home and just relax. You guys go, you punch it. You punch it and say, let's do this shit. Let's go.
I've had like 8-hour, 9-hour sessions. But with smoke breaks, beer runs.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and then we've also had like 20-minute songs, 14-minute songs. I have one song on my phone called Scraping Scabs. That one's 14-15 minutes long. And I was like, I need to chop it up. But then when I hear it, I'm like, no, I can't.
Yeah, so then you just got to leave it. Those are for the deep cuts or whatever. You know, like you got to buy the deluxe edition.
So when it comes to, I mean, lyrically, talking to Jacob here, lyrically, when the lyrics just magically come into you, or you're spitting out, do you realize what you're saying when you go? Are you telling the story? I mean,
I'm telling essentially a story, like my stories that I've thought of throughout the day that have been like in my head, just things is going in and out, things I've been through. Mm-hmm. and me just finally like getting it out, man. I mean, I don't know, like that's why I said I like open the void and whatever comes out, it just, because I open my eyes and I'm like, right. Fuck, how did I get here?
there was this one song that he jumped in on, and it was like the lyrics are like if he wrote it, but he didn't. And it was Subside.
Right.
And I asked him, like, do you know anything about Jew magic? And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you're talking about turning clay into life.
Yeah, I did.
And I'm like, and he's like, shit.
Yeah, dude. What
the hell are you talking about, bro?
I love listening to Subside over and over again.
No shit.
Because so the bassist you saw in and Raul,
right.
I used to bartend with them at the convention center.
Right.
And at the convention center, bartenders, everyone's a little creative. Someone cooks, someone plays music. Everyone's a little bit
right, creative. Right, right, right.
And I'm like, hey, let's all jam out. Let's do it.
Right,
so
right.
He met up with Raul. He met up with Julian. We all came together. Mm-hmm. That just came out of us.
Yeah.
It was a nice song.
Dude, that was sound check. We were just...
That was a sound check.
That was just a sound check.
Yeah.
And I had the file. I would have gave it to you, but I mean, maybe
I still have it.
I know you have it, dude.
I have.
Yeah, I don't know how many files, man. You
and I feel bad because I still like the last session we had. I haven't touched 70% of it. You know, yeah, and I have like 5 other sessions I need to go over. So I pull my hair out. I hate being upstairs. I'm hyper focused, and then it's not healthy for. I need to go outside.
Right, right.
So, but I've been occupied with my car, and I'm like, I'm healthier now. I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm not upstairs. Just like. A cave virgin.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We had a project and it was good.
That's cool, man.
But now I'm back.
There you go. Now I'm back. So I mean we're gonna step aside for a minute and play some music here. This is not only just a subtitle and stuff. We're just gonna go ahead and listen to a little bit of music. Something that I'm playing today on the pod for this episode. We do not have the copyrights for. We just like to listen to music in the background. But this one right here, you might know this one. It's the a little bit of Sublime for you guys. So let's just kick back, relax, and let's let the music go talking. We'll be right back, guys.
I swear, but I know there ain't no reason. Cause everything is such a war. I had a dream. Your baby sick. Saw you in your bedroom sucking someone else's dream.
My goodness.
I bet it's all a laugh. Said it was my fault. Said it's time that you happened to me. But I know that the show was much more than a blow. So I'm waiting for the tide to get low. Waiting for the tide to get low.
Damn. I like my voice. Fuck the motherfucker, you biting your shit.
I was an animal in the park. Tell me, baby, would it make no difference at all?
Thank you. to live with Jam from Sublime. Let's get stoned. Lower that down here, man, a little bit. Talk to these guys. Coming back with Jacob and Mike here. We were in between. Well, talking a little chit chat right there, right now in the music session. We can call it that. And we're talking about all the different way, all the different musicians that come in through their path. And I'm just glad. I'm just glad I had the mics off because let's just hope there's no mics that know how to speak. the next topic I wanted to go into you guys is the of course the sticky icky itself, yet to be legalized in the state of Texas. You know, in my perspective, I mean, to me, smoking itself, that in particular, the ganja, let's call it the ganja. I've never seen anything wrong with it. It's kind of like more or less like drinking a beer. I mean, you can handle what you can handle. You know, it all depends. Well, depending on this, I would look at the strains, it being like an ABV caliber, like a beer has. Mm-hmm. You got your 9.5, you got your 5.7, you got your 3.1. You know, that's what I look at it as. I'm for it. I'm for it itself. I'm not gonna dodge the question there, but I am for it. I just. Why?
The cool kids are doing it.
Man, not to mention all the congressmen, mayors, lawyers, judges,
police.
Man, your mama's daddy. You know, but everybody's doing it, man. And I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, on that as far as legalization, as far as that, man. Let's Jacob. We'll like to call him AK Chong. go ahead, buddy. We'll get to Cheech in a minute.
I don't think it's good. I think it should just stay illegal because then I'm gonna have to wait in line somewhere to get my shit. And I just pick. It's just curbside, baby.
Exactly.
Drive up.
Instead of
Whataburger, it's Whataburger.
No tax. Nothing is beautiful.
A little bit of pesticides, it's fine.
Yeah, man. A little bit. Come on. You think that's gonna kill me?
He looked at the camera. No, it's not.
Trust me. The two times I tried, man.
Hasn't happened yet, baby.
I'm just a hipster. It's like if everyone likes it, I don't like it. I'm like, all right. No, but that's if they legalize it, it's not gonna be cool anymore.
No,
it's not going to be cool anymore.
So right now you think
I'll be more stoned.
It's not cool anymore, but no, I could buy it.
Yeah, I could buy it.
Man. I mean, consider the facts. I mean, as far as like Colorado, Washington, these are the two states. And I believe California already has it now, finally legalized it also. And I think Las Vegas, if I'm not mistaken, Nevada itself, or the city of Las Vegas itself, in that area, you can actually walk in the street and be smoking it or chewing it or whatever. Not sure, but I know for a fact that the crime rate has gone down massively down.
Well, I don't know the crime. Okay, well, funny that you mentioned Las Vegas. I recently was there.
I
went to Signet World with my girlfriend.
There you go. Hey, all right.
Honestly, it was awesome. I got to see all the bands that I listened to.
Rocking out with the school. I got you.
Yeah, I loved it. Every minute of it. I cried during Alice in Chains when they played. They played Nutshell. Fuck me up.
Oh, there you go.
But no, man. So in Las Vegas, you can smoke in certain parts, but you can't. So in old Vegas, you can't just smoke in that strip there.
Okay.
Like I lit up. Like I had some stuff I lit up, and I was with my girlfriend, and a group of people walked by, and the lady said, "Be careful," and I said, "Oh shit, I know better." So I smoked it really fast and finished it, and then I said, "Okay, no more."
Problem solved. Yeah.
Pretty much. I'm pretty sure the police were like,
"There's a fine." I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they're like, "Hey, stop it!" Hey, you keep going.
Stop it.
No, yeah, pretty much.
Stop it.
Mute, honestly,
I mean, in Colorado, like Colorado Springs, it's only medicinal only. When me and my dumbass friends went, we were each dispensary like, hey, can we get some? Like, no. I'm like, why? Like, oh, no, you need a medical card. Like, oh, okay. We go to the next one. No, no. Fourth one. Like, hey, can we buy something? Like, no, no. Dude, why can't we? Where's a recreational store? And they're like, not in Colorado Springs. And I'm like, right. Oh, my God.
Man, so we had to just gatekeeping.
Right, right. No, but
I mean, I understand it. Like, you want to keep a city classy. So we went when we went to another city. I forgot which city. I'm retarded.
But, Denver. Denver, Colorado.
Everybody was fucking high. No. And I was just like, dude, do your job right. Yeah. Come on. I felt like an adult. Like, dude, everyone's fucking stoned. Come on.
You're at McDonald's.
It's buns and the meat, not two meats in a bun.
Man, somebody.
Everyone's like, yeah, dude, what's going on, bro? And I'm like, oh, my God.
Dude, somebody left a roach in the McDouble.
Everyone's just pink-eyed. And I'm just like, oh, man, I'm angry. I'm like,
oh, my God. At 1 second, he was 80 years old at that point.
Are you running, kids? I'm trying to have a good time here.
I mean, that's how I initially felt inside when I was over there. I was like, come on, guys, come on.
So legalized here in Texas, you would feel like, well, you know what? It's not even worth it. No, why should we do it?
Well, I mean, we're just being cynical, right? But it should be legalized. Yeah. We're just being, you know, that way, but those are my thoughts. Just saying.
It was honestly awesome. It was awesome finally being 100% American.
Mm-hmm.
Like being 100% free, like an American in a free state, being able to buy marijuana.
Right, so right.
It was awesome. But remember how you said crime went down?
Mm-hmm.
I just think people don't give a fuck. Like, they're too high to care. They're like, yeah, fuck it. Because I was...
They ran over my dog. Oh, well.
There's another one. Let's take that one. Nah, dude, I was walking to Guy Fieri's, one of the, I can't tell you which one, it was outside of a hotel, fucking all over the place.
Right, right.
This dude was drunk as fuck, but he wasn't, like, he was really fucking drunk, but he could have been a lot more worse, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
yeah, I got you.
He
got
was
you.
Chasing after some dude who was with this chick, was trying to get away from him, and like, he's like, what? You think you're big shit? Man, fuck you! And then I was like, you know what? Man, fuck him. Yeah, dude. He was just like, he wasn't chasing out. He was just kind of like following, like, what? Like, so I was like, you see, like, those people, they didn't even bother reporting him. They just, yeah, just get away, honey. Let's go. Like, you see, like, yeah, private town.
Let them be. They're on their honeymoon.
Yeah, man, well, we're having a good time still. We don't fucking care.
It's none of our business, Nance. Yeah, none of our business.
That's how he's celebrating his wedding. So.
Shit, standing out there with a dog t-shirt and shit all over. Yeah, keep dude, running.
It was all over.
Love bro. You.
It was a classic drug dude. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, aren't you like kind of jealous of that?
No, nah, dude, honestly. Yeah, man, I wish you could that be
that
free.
That could be me, Wayne. You know? That could be me. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it tonight.
I mean, some parts I did.
happens
in Vegas.
Have you ever... I mean, this is man. I'm really gonna go under the curtain here and say it's this shit like this. Ever thought about going to another state, and people are gonna be keeping. Okay, take a picture of this guy on the camera right now. Going to another state, just dressing down to the max like a drunk or whatever, or you whatever you want to call it. Go out and just put a sign, say asking for money, or who am I kidding? Need money for a joint?
$500 in like 5 hours.
I mean, just doing that. I mean, I would love to try to do that.
Don't take your ID. Leave all your identification.
Yeah, just leave it. And what's your name? Like,
no sé. Well, yeah. I mean, we have the advantage. No sé. ¿Qué?
Yeah, what are they going to tell you?
What?
They don't know.
Who?
Don't
know. Okay. Over there?
Okay, bye. Day, yeah, dude, just a whole different person.
Yeah,
I would do it.
Would you do that, Mikey? Would you go to another state and just say, you know, fuck it, I'm going to go out and put a sign up there and say, you know what, who am I kidding? I need money for a joint.
No, but I always fantasized about if I was ever rich, I'd just walk the U.S. like a homeless person, but I'd get clothes if I need to,
right.
Sleep wherever I need to, but walk the U.S. like a homeless guy. I fantasize about that.
I mean,
but I wouldn't be desperate.
What are
you smoking
today?
Man,
a legal weed.
I think that's freedom weed right there. Dude.
Freedom weed, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, get that hobo weed in you, buddy. That's a genie, right?
That tire packed bud.
The tumbleweed.
When it comes to an ideal, I mean, you're talking to an old guy, dude. And back then it was just weed was weed and that's it. You rolled it up,
smoked
it, and that was it. There's nothing like, oh, there's a chemical and this and that and that, blah blah blah. And this,
no, you're talking to two former Reggie heads. Yeah. So
okay. Well, now that the new chemical named weed has come out.
Hydro.
That's what I'm talking about. Like,
hydroponic.
Yes, all that.
It's just indoor grown. That's all.
I mean, is there any difference? Is it just like a beer? Beer is beer. Weed is weed.
Yeah.
Andrew. Yeah. Well,
I can tell you. I can tell you all day about the spectrum of different types of weed.
It is literally a spectrum.
It's a spectrum because, really? You can read into it. Like as of recently, things are so like. Because I live in the state of Texas, I don't know what it is. I don't even fucking care. You know, it's bad, right?
You get what you get.
You get what you get. I don't even I sometimes people are like nice enough to just put it out there and be like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
If they care. Effect, if they care and if it's good. But even at that, you don't know. They don't know.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so terrible.
Label makers be like, yeah, bro, I got fish bones. You want some fish bones? It's great.
The fuck?
Fish bones, Colorado Jungle Boys. And then some little kid, all right, how much? 80. Label maker, you ripped a little kid off. It's awesome. In a way. They don't know.
Yeah, we'll edit this out, but don't worry about it. I demand you to leave it on. I love ripping kids off. Mike said, yeah, I do, bro.
Hey, man, it's a knife fight out there.
See, it's not like Lewis Black. I'm not sure you know that fucking comedian is. No, yeah, Lewis Black. We go, yeah, things have gone bad nowadays. I said, schools want to do this and do that. And I say, give every child a knife when they walk into the school door. Everybody, whoa, so they can whittle. They can whittle and sell their crafts at the fair. You know
what I mean? I like that flow of comedy. You're like, okay.
That worked. Yeah, sure. Why not? Sure, that's cool.
But bring back Louis.
Oh my god,
he's back, but he for back. The real ones only.
Oh, dude,
fuck, I'm not real.
No, you gotta pay for it.
Man. Oh my god,
I ain't real.
I'm a big fan, but I'm not gonna pay.
I ain't that.
So the next song I want to put on here, man, since we've been talking a little bit about the ganja here, man, I said this one fits the bill a little bit. Let's play a little bit of the man who made it famous, Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. We got some more talks to talk about. We'll be right back, guys. Hang in there.
That's heroin.
Yeah.
like a little bit of Jimi Hendrix, but like Mikey says about heroin, I don't know, man, but sometimes when I'm smoking, I see a little bit of Purple Haze and myself. A little bit of Jimi Hendrix for y'all. Big shout out to the man himself, man. Jimi Hendrix is a shit back in the day. I don't care who you are, dude. You know who Jimi Hendrix is. You know, the musician. That's as simple as that, dude. So we're, I was saying earlier, we're seeing behind the music right now. We're talking. And go, I've met so many people that have been on, you know, drugs itself. You know, the uncontrolled substance. Let's put it at that. Or controlled substance. But I've seen the dead ends of it, man. I've seen where they all end up. I see where it goes. And, you know, it's like I said, being on the God's green earth so many years, longer than I feel fucking old now. But I remember back in my day. We used to shoot a nine. No. yeah, I've seen it done, man. I've seen people do blow. I've seen people do, inject themselves with fucking heroin and all that shit, you know, and that itself, just seeing it. I mean, if you're into smoking, all right, but when you see your friends or somebody else doing it, you see what it does, you're like, fuck that. I'm never going to do that shit. Yeah, no. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you have the perfect examples of what right, to do.
Right. And you follow that example. You see them doing that shit. You're like, you know what?
No. But just like you said, like if you can't handle it, they're the worst type of person.
Yeah.
So it goes with anything. Even if it's like they're a stoner, like if you're acting real retarded, you're making everyone look bad. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like, exactly. You're being real, like that's your identity, and you're being sloppy, and you're
yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're lame, you're lame.
So you're there feeling good after a nice blunt. There. What's a movie that you like to slap on? Your my old school ass in the VCR, DVD, or to watch on Netflix, whatever it was.
my go-to recently has been Blue Velvet.
Blue Velvet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not a happy movie. It's just an interesting movie to watch. Like, you know, I like to watch. I like to rewatch movies.
Right, right.
And that's not the only one. Like, I rewatch, like, Scott Pilgrim was another one.
Right, right, right.
Humunculi. Do you love that movie?
Which one?
Humunculi.
Humunculi.
Humunculi. Really? Wow, man.
Remember the creature?
Oh, basket.
Yeah, oh, it's not basket. Humunculi. No, my bad.
It's called the basket case.
Who's smoking what right now?
Right? I think a humunculi is just
it's what it is.
It's like an abomination of flesh that's alive. You know what I mean?
What the hell?
I think that's what that is.
Yeah, check that out, I mean, man.
Yeah,
send me a link to that shit.
Oh yeah,
the dark web.
The dark web. The dark web. Pirate movies.
Some crazy shit
from the other side of the world.
Pirated life. That's pretty much what it is. Scientists made flesh that's alive. Frankenstein shit.
Oh, dude, I
saw a YouTube man, a series once of this dude who kept trying to make like life in an aquarium. He kept turning over like a starfish thing.
Uh-huh.
The weirdest shit. He kept like pricking his finger to feed it, but he didn't know what to feed it. Like, it wasn't gonna eat blood. I don't know how it was intaking it. And then I like an eye popped out, and then like the next video was like it didn't survive. And I was like, oh no, this is all like lies.
I think I went down that rabbit hole before.
Oh yeah. Shit, dude. God damn.
I don't think it's real, but it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. Shit. You know?
It's like a guy like I came in a sea monkey bowl.
Dude, yeah. What the hell? Yeah.
And it started growing.
The whole Eric Cartman series or what?
Well, they got it from somewhere.
You guys, this guy's a loser. The guy in the highway, he was cool. He made me suck out of a pipe and he gave me $50. What a loser. What the
fuck? Whoa. But going back to the movies. Over the Hedge.
Over the Hedge, really? You're a cartoon guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, I've
never seen
you're not?
There's no audience here, buddy. That's not my art.
Nah, but Over the Hedge.
Really?
You seen it, right?
I've seen Over the Hedge, yeah.
It's just good. It's a good story. I like the lore.
Is it the one with the gnomes?
The lore is fucking hilarious.
No, it's just they're building suburbia. They're cutting down the nature, and then the animals fight back. It's just it's a good story. You don't remember?
I'm going to go outside. Yeah, I'll be right
back. We'll be right back.
Nah, dude. But for me, old school myself, I love watching Half-Baked. I'm a big Half-Baked guy, man. That's like one of my favorite movies of all time. Oh, my God, dude. It's it's fucking ridiculous.
Harlan Williams. I'm somebody's bitch. Improv. He said that was improv, and it just hit.
You guys got to get me out of here. Don't worry about it, buddy. We got you. No. The squirrel master. He's about to leave. I hope y'all know. Can't be that bad. Oh, it's bad. It's bad. It's like rain through a cornfield. Backwards. Naked. Ooh, hang in there, buddy.
You know what's crazy about that movie? Dave Chappelle didn't like it. He said it. He said it was. Yes,
you're right.
He didn't like it.
He didn't like it. Then it made a shitload of money, dude.
I'm like, dude, everyone loved it. He's like, it was a movie about weed for kids and shit. And I'm like, I wonder what his vision would have been,
bro. Another favorite part of the movies where Jim Brewer, where he's talking about the dog's conspiracy, about the Rottweiler. You see, man, he had a brother, man. And I'm listening to them like, wow, that's what Dave Chappelle, that's it. You're going to smoke yourself retarded, man. I love
that part. The Willie Nelson part's also legendary.
Bro, that should be the face of every fucking pet. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll tell it straight out. I had a buddy of mine who brought me a Willie Nelson strain from Colorado. Holy shit.
Expensive
as shit, but God. Damn, dude.
I bet it's what weed is the essence of it.
Fuck that. I was like, on the road again. Just can't get out. I was going up. I was just sitting there not doing shit.
Wait, where?
Well, what?
What's the name of the story?
No, yeah. The first dispensary that we saw with our eyes, me and my homies, we stopped at it, and they had the Willie Nelson strain.
Yeah.
$100 for like a fucking gram cart. Yeah. Like, holy crap.
A cart?
It was behind glass. Yeah. There was light on it. Yeah. It looked beautiful, but I was like.
Well, my buddy had gone up there, and they went up there. They bought what they were going to buy, dude. And he said, hey, man, I brought you this. I go, what is it? Take it home. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I put it in my pocket, brought it home, and everything. I get home and I go upstairs and I'm like, oh, what the hell is this? I popped it out and I popped it away. Holy shit, what is this? I was like, Willie Nelson strain. I'm like, ah, damn. You have to light this bitch up real quick. And the cool thing about it was wrapped, but it had like a filter in the back to hold it in place so you can smoke it all the way down to the very end.
No waste.
No waste. You couldn't waste any of that. And I'll tell you this much, man. I was in Willie Nelson world for about a couple of days, man. Shit, that thing took me out and brought me back like three times. It was crazy. It was some crazy shit.
Yeah. There's like, when it comes to like strains or like, what I really like is when it's skunky and it smells like coffee or meat, chorizo. No, I'm telling you, there's some stanky bud that you're like, is that chorizo? Is that coffee? Like, it's real pungent. So I like the pungent, skunky stuff. And that's rare. That's very rare.
Smell that. That's the good shit.
I brought it back. There was this one guy gave us, back in the day, they're ripping little kids off. We spent $20 on a gram, but it was really good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So my homie Jasper brought it into my room. He opened it in my room, made my living room and kitchen smell just underneath the door. And I was like, dude, take it outside. I was young at the time. I can, you know, get yelled at or whatever. And they sealed it. They took it outside. I tried opening the door. Nothing, dude. Nothing helped. As soon as my family came back, they're like, what the fuck is that, dude?
Oh,
but luckily, their mind didn't go to weed. They're like, what died? Where's the skunk that ate ricotta cheese? Where is it at?
Oh, dude, buddy. Dude.
I like it.
Mom,
I love it.
I shit my pants, and I was trying to wash it before you got home.
They're like, makes sense.
That's the new cologne mom. It's called Shit for Men.
Shit for Men. Other strains just smell too fruity or too
goddamn
too fruity to, you know what I mean, Andrew?
Yeah, so
fragrant.
Goddamn, dude.
A lot of it smells, I don't know, man.
I feel like they get mid bud, like not as powerful, but not as shitty. And then they spray terpenes. I don't know if you know what terpenes are.
I don't.
It's just pure smell essence that they derive from different strains.
Okay.
So different strains have smells, and then scientists extract those smells, and then you can get pure terpenes. So they just spray them on mid-grade weed.
That's fucking crazy, dude. We'll be out there.
And then they charge $60 to little kid.
Let's make this one smell, dude. What? Hey, come here. What? Scratch his nuts. Make it smell like that. All right, we'll do that. Fuck it.
Me and my dude, that's dank. Give it to me. $80 Yes.
What's this called? Ball sack. Called ball.
I'll take it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, they'll go for it. here's another tidbit, I guess, about Vegas is watch out because you go to the strip, they have dispensaries on the strip,
right?
But they're tourist traps, man. I walked in there, I already knew better, but I wanted to go in there and see what they told me. I just wanted a pre-roll. It was the first day I was there. We got off the plane,
right?
Doing a whole bunch of stuff, and finally, walked in there, humor me, how much is the pre-roll? They're like, one is $40. I was like, fuck. That's a lot for just one joint.
Yeah.
Shannon is like, ooh, okay. 40, okay.
Yeah.
Two hits, throws it away. Like, yeah, I had a wild ride.
Yeah, you didn't even inhale it.
$40
Well, for $40, you know, not even like anything good on it, just basics. And then I found like a legit dispensary in a fun way, but like they had six pre-rolls for $40, and I was like, it was nowhere near the strip, so just be careful when you go to the strip.
Right. Like I say. There you go. I mean, fuck, man. Six for 40?
Six for 40, yeah. And that was on special. I don't know what the full price was. I don't know, but I don't care. I just said, yeah. I ended up spending about $100. I got about bought two shots of cannabis liquid, which are shots.
Right.
It was all good. It kept like my whole
drinkable shots.
Drinkable shots. Yeah. Oh, that was a new thing. And he pulled out a magazine. He told me to keep. He's like, look at these. And it's called Sips. Not sponsored. And it was
like, we're not bleeding that. I want the sponsorship.
So, yeah, man. They took a sip of it. You would drink the whole thing, right? And they had different strains, but one of them was coffee, which is like wake up, energetic. Another one was called energetic. Then there was a lemon one that said party. The one that I got. And I took that. I actually ended up taking that one before I got back on the plane before. And it made the plane trip a lot smoother.
Andrew's like, I need gefilte fish and a Diet Coke. Gefilte fish and a Diet Coke, please.
Please.
But sir, we don't have fish.
You can find DoorDash that shit.
DoorDash. We're like 8,000 feet in the air, sir.
You're in coach. Don't lie to me. You're sitting in coach, sir. Sit down and shut the fuck up.
And then I just sat there.
There's this in Colorado, well, outside of Colorado, I forgot what city, but if anyone is going to get into it, like bud or dabs or just weed in general, just get the a cart. That's half CBD, half THC. And it was really good. It's mild. You feel great. You're not overly stoned. You can function.
Yeah.
I have a problem where, like, if I concentrates are getting too powerful for me.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing, like, wax or dabs because
I can't. Like,
you get hungry.
Yeah.
You get really hungry and you're just like, I need to consume and sit and be in the hoodie.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I've tried
good.
Wax before, man. I mean, it's okay, but.
No, don't get me wrong. It's good, but
I mean, damn,
too
good.
It's powerful. Yeah.
Too good.
It's too good. Yeah, exactly, man. I've gone on a munch trip for a while, man. When I got on that shit, dude. Now the THC, I've done the what's it called, the loopers, or the loopers. They're called loopers. That one is called a Skywalker blend. Tried that
Skywalker
about,
OG.
Yeah, I tried that one out about a couple of years ago.
I love Skywalker.
Holy shit.
My homie Mario, he brought over half a gram of Gorilla Tears, and it's some concentrate. It was beautiful. Like you see concentrates like yellow. This one was like kind of clear yellow, like glass. Beautiful. And we had a little tiny oil rig. I take one hit. He takes one hit. We both like cough for like 5 minutes each, and then we're quiet. And then I just look at him. I look at him. I'm like, bro, like, I can't entertain you. I'm going to just sit here. And he's like, I'm going to go home too.
And that's when they both look at the couch. Casting couch.
Casting couch.
But yeah, like, I'm on top this time.
So it's like, be careful. Be careful out there.
Stay away from couches.
Stay away from us. Stay away from sticky substances.
Substances. Weirdest place that you've gotten so messed up that you know how the fuck you got there.
Shit. Nah, dude, I remember.
Mike's like, Andrew?
I mean, take the floor.
Nah, man, I always remember where the fuck, how the fuck I ended up there. That's a thing.
The point is, I want to forget how I got there.
Yeah, honestly, it's after the fact. I just won't remember.
Nah, I don't abuse alcohol or anything. Okay, well.
Beer wise.
Now, back in the day, during the pill epidemic of Xanax, I remember at my homie's house, we put wrestling mats in his back house.
Oh, God damn it.
We went, we're all wrestlers, so like we're wrestling on the weekends. We went over to his house, started wrestling, but he had some party favors.
Uh-huh.
And then I took half of whatever, and then I wake up at my house. And I asked my friend what happened. He's like, yeah, we just wrestled, got Taco Bell, and then went home. I'm like, dude, I don't remember that.
Who drove?
Where's my car?
Dude, where's my car?
I don't know what that's like, but maybe I'll find out because I'm not that long ago. I bought a mushroom chocolate bar.
Oh, and I've had it
for about like maybe a month or
God.
We're gonna
do that, but we just haven't settled.
Record it and send me the video.
I mean, it's not a big deal. It's just, you know, we're gonna cry.
You're probably gonna cry.
Record it and send it to me. So this is a part two of the podcast that we had about a couple of months ago.
I'm reformed. I don't wear black anymore.
it was messed up, and then we're on the casting couch, and then what the fuck? You're gonna send me the video. How the fuck did they get in my studio?
You left it open. Then.
Glasses all broken. Hands all bleeding. Shit. It was open when we got here, man.
let us right in.
I don't know. People watching us, man. It's all right. It's all good. And they're right, Mike. Yeah. Well, you see. Oh, shit. All right. We're going to step into the next line right here. A little bit of what I like to call some good old fashioned stoner music. Hola. Here we go. Mm. Oh, that's basically what you're doing.
The tans both sides. Back then, everyone's like, oh, what's that sorcery?
It's called stereo, bitch.
They just turned the knob.
Oh, shit. It's money time, baby. Pink Floyd. Hang in there. We got a couple more minutes with the podcast. They might get in street in a few seconds.
Thank you. money. It's a crime. Sheriff, don't take a slice of my pie. Money. So they say, is the root of all evil today. But if you ask for a rise, it's no surprise that they're giving guns away, 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 away.
A little bit of Pink Floyd for you guys. Oh my God. That's some good things. You see what I'm talking about? See, it's not about touching boobies and balls. I don't know.
I just want to drive to this corner.
A little bit of Pink Floyd for you guys, man. Oh my gosh. We are 53 minutes into the podcast already. Sometimes it just rolls by, man. It just goes. That hour flies by real quick, man. Everybody, I've had guests on the show. They'd be like, "That's it? We're done?"
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah. Huh.
It's over.
Can you even buy me dinner? Yeah. No. Feels like a one night dinner.
Nope. They got the hell out.
He ain't got to go. He got to get the fuck out of here. Yeah. No shit, dude. So I was going to bring up something. Oh, yeah. Activities that were going on here in the RGV. The hot one, the topic right now is the famous El Tiburon Tiburon, the shark that bit that lady.
Bro, hey,
gosh, dude. That's some crazy shit, dude.
What? Why?
This is crazy. Getting bit out there. I mean, so many years, you know, out on the island, nobody gets bitten. All of a sudden.
Hey, bro, they got teeth for a reason, you know?
It happens.
That happens.
They want a party, too. What the fuck? Everybody's out on 4th of July. It's their fault.
Oh, yeah.
It's their fault.
Yeah.
Everything was in the sky to let them know, hey, don't come here.
Shit's about to go down.
Not only that, but the hurricane's been happening. And the pressure freezer. They don't know. I mean, I didn't know that shit, but it makes sense.
Someone told me.
Someone told me. Fact.
How come nobody told me about this
shit? How come nobody told them?
It was in the fucking memo.
All the red, you know, when you go to the beach, you see the red flags. It was all red.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's the way it is, dude. That's the way it is. Man, I was laughing my ass. We were joking about it. Me and the guys there where we work, man, go, it's kind of fucked up, dude. This shark took a bite out of somebody's leg and shit. And I was like, bro, I'll tell you this much right now. If that was a Hispanic that got bit or a Latino that got bit, he's in deep shit.
Yeah.
He goes, why is that? Because I know have you seen alligators out there? The saltwater alligators out there? No. They're in the bay now because nobody goes to the bay anymore. So they're all in the bay. Why? Because you know what Mexicans will do. He goes, I'm pretty sure they kind of. I want to love to be in that conversation with the shark and the fucking alligator. Like, hey, bro, you fucked up, bro. You fucked up, I say. You've been a Mexican. You fucked up, bato. Man, my brother last week turned into a bag, a belt, and a fucking pair of boots. You fucked up, I say. So, like, you know, you got like 50 Mexicans out there with goddamn barbecue pits. Hola, bro, because a pinche tiburón chinga, man. Let's go. Making tamales and shit.
Yeah, dude, everybody's out for vengeance with the pole.
No shit, dude.
And I mean,
go ahead, Mike. Drop some knowledge, baby.
I'm more concerned about parents not watching their kids while cars are driving by.
Oh, that's another one.
That's another thing that's stupid. I had to save a kid.
Range Rover.
That
dude, it's fucking Range Rover.
Wait, four people got bit. Hey, how many kids got run over?
Dude, a lot. That's true.
Dude, it's bad. Man, I seen a video. The bitch is just drunk as fuck, and just like out of it, in the fucking SUVs in the fucking water.
Yeah,
like, I took the wrong turn. Bitch, you drove through fucking fucking 10 people.
God
damn. And that's where you thought you took the fucking wrong turn. You should have just stopped.
It's the fucking truth. You're right. You're right.
So, like, I was out there maybe like last 2 years ago with my friends, and this little kid just mine. And so, his little kid, his bubble is his bubble. He doesn't care about what's out there.
Exactly.
He's walking in the path. The car doesn't see him because it's tiny. And I'm like, dude, so I kind of jog and I have to wave the car down.
Right.
The car kind of breaks. He's like, what the fuck? And the kid, he's like this
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, I'm going to the ocean. He did the squirrel thing, like going, like, I don't know when to pass, yeah, but he went back to the water. Then I see the dad jog and he looks at me, he's like, thank you. I'm like, dude.
No what shit. Where are you? No shit. I like that whole thing. I was freaking out. I thought you were going to go with the shark, but you were.
What the fuck? That's the real problem.
No shit, dude.
Parents and drivers.
Bro. And then you see those videos of their fucking bullshit all caved into the goddamn earth.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that happened. I don't even look at the sign. I don't even care. It's just stupid. Don't do that. Like, I mean, like, don't get that close. Or I don't know what the hell they did, but.
I don't get why. That's one thing, you know, you got this big, massive truck. So I'm all trying to ride into the ocean.
Man, it's not made.
What are you doing?
It's not made for sand either, man. It's made to move on dirt or concrete.
Yeah, no shit. And then they're stuck out there in the sand. Like, here comes the goddamn fucking.
I got to call my dad to get me out.
Fuck, and then your dad gets stuck and they got to call the Theo and they got to call the grandpa.
Random dudes next to you. I hate dude.
Yeah, all generations of Ford have to show up to pull your dumb ass out.
Stupid people. Here's a good one for you. This happened when I used to work at the Orange Box up in Mission. HD, if you know what Home Depot is. There was a guy who showed up early in the morning, right before we opened, and he flipped his Hummer on the side right there, right by the front doors. Dude. The Hummer just flipped. The guy was out of it. He was drunk. He was gone. So we're looking at him like, the fuck were you thinking? You know, why the hell would you take such a fucking sharp turn and flip, you dumbass, you know? And we're there, and my buddy Acito's saying next to me, we're looking at him like, man, this guy's messed up. This guy comes over to my buddy Acito, goes, hey, bro, come and help me push it up, dude. Come and pick it up. Just rock it and push it up, but we can between you and me, bro.
I done it before.
We can do it, bro. And he was like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking high? And I'm like, bro, what the hell is your problem?
He's there with the car. Hang on, bro. I'm going to help you. Hang on, bro. I'm getting my extra strength, bro.
So we're like, no. He's like, no, I'm not going to help you, dude. Why did you get one of those tractors, one of those forklifts, see if you can lift it up? And go, no, we're not going to lift it up. The cops are going to come and, you know, take care of it. So cops get there, dude, and they, I guess they asked one of the managers there, they can use the forklifts to help it flip it back over. So they come, they flip it back over, they flip the depth, it bounces like crazy. The cops have to get in there. First of all, are they having the cop car already arrested? Like, he's already fucking going to jail. Yeah. What made it worse is that they go into his vehicle and they find a bulletproof vest, they find an AR in the back seat, they find bullets, they find... The guy was loaded with a bunch of shit,
dude.
I'm like, bro, talk about really, really getting fucked over.
Yeah, dude. Damn, man. He was a soldier on the street, man. Like, driving in a Hummer. And
yep.
He was strapped. Dude, what mission was he on?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
That's a good question. Yeah. He wanted to get 5 stars out there.
He wasn't even prepared. The fucking bulletproof vest wasn't even on him.
Oh shit.
He wasn't gonna win. He was already fucked up. He took the wrong turn.
Yeah. No shit. Literally wrong turn. But yeah, dude, that reminded me of that guy, dude. He flipped over that fucking Hummer, dude. He's telling my buddy, help me push it, bro. We can push it up, bro. Between me and you, we can do it. I'm like, wow. Wow.
He's trying to hype you up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go. Fuck
you. You're strong, dude.
I've seen you at my shop here.
I talked to Brian like that. Man, you're big. Let's go. Let's pick this up. Come on. He's like, yeah. Like, I am. Yeah, I'm strong. Man.
Yeah, I'll be right
so there. Soldier
boy. Yeah. Hell yeah. You just hype him up a little bit. Boom. He works.
There you go. You heard that, Brian? I hope you hear that there on the 2 weeks.
I was in the car with him. He called me.
Oh, yeah?
And then he was like, oh, okay, cool. What you can talk about? I'm like, I don't know. I keep my mouth shut.
Talk about this guy. I want to talk about Brian.
We're going to talk about you, Brian.
Talk about you. Talk shit.
Brian. 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 Oh, Brian. So funny. I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole, Brian.
He's a funny kid.
Yeah, he's a great kid, man. God bless him, man. Getting headed off to join the armed forces, bro. God bless him, man. Hope everything works out for him out there, man. Good kid, man. Good kid. Yeah, dude. But yeah, we're an hour and 1 minute into the podcast, bro. Damn. So like I say, it flies by, dude. It flies by when you're just fucking around and messing around talking shit. But anything that's in the news that really fucking you guys want to talk about, man? I mean, I'm coming up with subjects here, but I'm running low. This liquor is messing up my brain right now.
When do you think we peaked as a musical society?
So that's the end of the podcast, guys. We'll see you next week.
Were you asking him?
It's out there.
Out there, yeah. Nobody watching or listening right now. I'm like,
the 90s.
Really? You think we peaked at the 90s?
Yeah, that's when everything was like, I don't know, the magic was still out there because we didn't have all this fucking bullshit ass. Like, I'm not shitting on SoundCloud rapper. There wasn't so much congestion. I don't know. I could be wrong. Again, I was a kid looking at the mainstream.
Right.
I was an adult looking at from the underground.
Maybe it's like in terms of video games, back then people were just wanted to make video games, wanted to make a good story. Now it became corporate. It became try to make money. No soul. I feel like the soul of music just became too corporate.
With
all the industry plants and shit.
And maybe the 90s was the last time where people had soul but making money at the same time, but still they had a lot of soul.
Generation X, man. We didn't give a shit.
I love that music, man.
You were into the grunge era?
I was into, yeah. Like, I grew up with that. I grew up with the 90s music because I was born in 92. So really, I like.
Wow. Wow. Mikey, what year were you born, Mikey?
96.
God damn.
Hey, but.
Wow.
Me and Andrew came from poor households. Things from the 80s and 90s that we just had to play with.
My mom showed me all her records. Like, I have, like, we're lucky to have grown up with music. Like, honestly, dude, because some people, all honesty here, like the people I know, there's always some type of musical connection, but that's because I know them. If I were to go into some random household somewhere and ask them, do you value music? They might go, no.
What
the fuck is that?
92 I like football. And 96. Holy crap, bro. God, do I feel like a fucking ancient fossil right now, dude.
You're not even that old, man.
Bro, oh, man. 92, I was a sophomore in high school. Bro, 96, I just barely had met my wife. Jesus. Oh, my God.
I mean,
well, that's the end of the podcast for me, guys. Jesus.
We're
not that old.
I mean, my nieces and nephews are like, you're old. You're old. I'm like, yeah. I guess so.
No, dude. During the early, late 80s, big Metallica guy, bro. I was a big Metallica head growing up. A little bit of the Iron Maiden, a little bit of the Quiet Riot, a little bit of the 80s rock thing, fast metal. You know, it was all lead guitar, you know, single notes playing in a song series. There was always a lead in a song. And then... I know in the late 80s, if history correct, you had Alice in Chains, you had Soundgarden, you had Mother Love Bone, you had Mudhoney, you had the Screaming Trees. These were Seattle bands that were trying to make it. Now, Nirvana came into the scene in the maybe 88, 89, didn't really get signed in because they were like one of the first grunge bands to actually, well, not to mention... Supersonic, but Sonic Youth. I'm sorry, Sonic Youth. When Nirvana signed on, and we first heard "Smells Like Teen Spirit" on MTV, it was like, which probably MTV, you fucking remember MTV when it used to be an actual just a video fucking station. It was surreal. It was something different. There was no. The lead was like a one string lead. It wasn't multiple notes. It was just all riffs.
Simple
riffs. Yeah. But it made noise. That's what it was. It was a lot of noise. And then you started seeing Alice in Chains come on. Then you saw these other bands. Well, like I said, Soundgarden. You started seeing Stone Temple Pilots come on. They weren't from the area, but they were following that same sound. It's weird because you say that you grew up in that era. Well, you were born in that era, but where you were still in the 92, probably by the age of 4 or 5, it was what 90, 96 already. You were probably, your parents were probably playing this. Well, I'm not sure your parents were into that kind of music at the time, but I'm pretty sure you were enhanced to the 80s before jumping to the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, that was something for you. It probably must have been the same thing, even though it was a little bit later already coming to the 90s.
Yeah.
So
yeah, a lot of CDs, iPad, nanos, you know.
So lucky, dude.
VHS tapes.
You grew up in the era of CDs. Well, ours was just cassette tapes. Ours were cassette tapes where literally you had to push rewind and find the correct number and then stop. Oh, shit. Gotta go 2 more seconds. There. No, right there. Play. Or you're that pushing record on the radio, which not many people listen to the radio anymore, and recording the song you wanted, you know, off of a tape. You know, we had to really pirate ourselves to gain the music that we wanted, you know, because mom and dad were going to take a Target to, not Target, to Kmart or the fucking Montgomery Wards. Well, I was saying Montgomery, we didn't know what the fuck Montgomery Wards is. Montgomery Wards.
We were lucky to grow up with LimeWire.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. You see, Napster.
Oh my god, by Metallica.
Yeah.
Rodden.com.
There's so many different ones, man. LimeWire, Tornbyte, all these fucking dude. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And now that you have all, now some of these kids have it easy. You got Spotify. Yeah, you got RHR, Apple Music. It's left and right, and you can.
And find like you said, we're oversaturated with everything.
Yeah, we're oversaturated. Sometimes I'm there, I'm like, I don't even know what I want to listen to. I'm like, there's so much. There's just so much. But it's just a good and a bad thing. I'm just glad that these kids have a place to
explore.
Yeah, exactly. Like right now, my adult life, I wish I had the energy as far
just,
as like
to surf.
New, honestly, yeah. Like, cause sometimes I'm like, and I like to know who I'm listening to. And right. Like, that sounds gonna show you how lazy I am, but I work hard, so fuck. I just want to let it play.
Right. And
I do let it play in new stuff. And more recently, actually, I've been more to open that, just listening to new stuff. Cause before it was like, I've listened to this before, I know I like it.
Right.
And now I'm breaking that a little bit more than I normally would, because I would.
Right.
Or like when people just, you know, word to mouth songs, like, hey, you hear this pretty good, you know.
Oh, shit.
Or that. That's how I get new music. Just.
Well, thanks, guys, for making me feel fucking old now.
Well, you like music? Or what?
This guy. Dang. I was around where Michael Jackson was still black.
That must have been a trip.
It was a trip, and the transformation was fucking scary, bro.
Where were you when he died?
Where was I? Literally still trying to figure out how Michael Jackson went white instead of black. Stop figuring this out, man. Yeah, no shit, dude.
He's the same guy.
Fuck. And those conspiracy theories they talk about, man, where they... they follow the van and he pops out to the back, walking fine out of the van, that he was already pronounced dead. And so many videos they put out there, bro. Like, wow, man.
My homie showed me one where he's like, oh, when he got burnt, that's when they switched him. I was like, oh.
The famous Pepsi commercial. Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember that shit. Was that live? No, that wasn't. Was it live?
I don't know.
I can't remember if it was live or not. Yeah, it was supposed to be dancing. And a pyro went off and a piece of thing landed on his cherry curl because he had cherry curls.
Yeah.
Caught on fire.
And that's why he came up with that fucking song.
Fast enough.
Yeah, the
chemicals are too powerful.
Yeah, well, the chemicals in his hair were too powerful, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I was in Minnesota when the news broke out. It was my niece's birthday, too. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, he died. That sucks. And then my niece, like my sister's mother-in-law starts crying. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh my God,
and dude. Like, and then when I get back home to Texas, a lot of people are talking about it. A lot of older folks are crying. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, well, they've seen him like, growing up through the Jackson 5.
So like,
broke off little
Michael. So when he died, I really realized, like, dude, everyone loves this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first original MJ before the other MJ came. But it was the first MJ. Yeah, dude, it was. It didn't really affect me as much as I was a big Michael Jackson fan growing up in the 80s, early 80s, real young. I liked all his music and stuff. Then when he ventured out to the Bad album, I was like, well, you know what? Mike, you're really not that bad for a Buckle 5. Sorry.
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Geez, I think my little sister whoop your ass. But yeah, dude. But that's it's. Oh, speaking of people passing away, just heard today the lady that played the girl in The Shining, the wife of Jack. Yeah, his that young guy, Sherry. I keep forgetting her last name. Yeah. Sherry Duvall. Sherry Duvall passed away today at age 75. God rest her soul, man. Great actress. I loved her in The Shining. She came out in Popeye also, which was actually because she was the original Olive Oil. And these guys are looking at me like, wow, that's, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Popeye. I watched The Shining.
The Shining is a shit, dude. The Shining is a shit.
What was her name?
Her original name?
What was her name? Yeah.
Sherry Duvall.
Yeah, she was hot.
Really?
I thought she was
hot. She had a good, nice, short, little haircut.
Yeah. Cute. I liked her teeth. I like the way she holds.
I liked her skin.
I like the way she holds a cigarette.
I liked. I liked how her skin looked on her bones.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, we're going a little into depth there, buddy.
I liked when she was running away and she was screaming. Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Well, that in particular, you know, this, and she said it herself, they had told Jack, Jack, we're going to give you an axe, which I want you to do is I want to crack this door, you know, with everything you got. It was okay. Sherry doesn't know what you got to do.
Oh.
So she's going to be in the bathroom. You know, I want you to go in there and chase her. Okay. So they chase her to the restroom and she's in the bath and she's in the tub, right? She's screaming. And he's like, let me in, little pig, take me in. And she's like, she's screaming and screaming. Then when the first axe hits, that scream,
really?
That was real. That was fucking,
that's like
real.
Some Alfred Hitchcock style directing.
Yeah, the same thing with the
birds.
Yeah, with the birds. There's another one too. It's a good movie. Those are actual reactions, dude. They weren't expecting it. And for them to fucking do that, can you imagine it? You're like, all right, what you going to do? It's going to run through that door. And just hide in there.
And just go.
Just stay there. And wait.
Improv.
And,
beautiful.
Yeah, just stay there. And don't move. Okay, Jacob, here's an axe. Go through the door. What? Just do it. Mike's in there. What the fuck? That's what we want right there. Take it. Well, call it a day.
Yeah, natural.
Yeah,
natural feeling. Emotion.
Yeah, natural feeling. Guys, big shout out to both of you, man, coming on the pod, man. Our 14 minutes in. Chilling out, talking some stories, talking about weed. You know, like again, two stoners and one drunk. what I like to say. But any last words for you, Mikey, for this podcast, bro?
Gotta get Chris in here. He's a chatterbox. He's funny, good guy.
He's something.
He's something.
He's something, dude. That guy, that Chris, if you listen, you got a lot of time in your hands. God dang. I'm not sure if we show you the Autobot shit today. Go check it out, dude. Autobots, check it out. You see the symbol? I go, yeah. Turn it upside down. And he turned out. And on the other side, he had colored it in. Doesn't look like Dr. Robotnik. Check it out. I'm like, wow, dude, you have a lot of time. God damn, bro. Holy shit.
I just like his positive energy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus. Guys. Whew, he's something else. Chris is a guy. I got to get him on here. Him and my buddy Omar. Okay. Got to get him in here. I was another guy. It's hardcore Trump fanatic. And I love
Omar?
I love picking on him, dude.
Yeah, he loves Trump.
Yeah, fucking.
I wouldn't have known. I mean, I like him too.
Another one. another one. Skipping the subject.
What can you do?
Hey, but that's the beauty. Me and Andrew are friends.
It sounded like starting Stan's dad, Mr. Mars. You go, what are you going to do?
I thought it was America.
I thought it was America. America. Come at me, man. Oh, man, we can go to South Park all night, dude. I'll fucking be laughing my ass off. I love that show.
I should have brought it up. You brought up Michael Jackson.
That's ignorant.
That's perfect right there.
Nah, dude, you know the Michael Jackson documentary when all the allegations?
Yeah.
And then when one of the victims was explaining what he did, he's like, and then he spread my butt cheeks open and he started touching himself. And my family was quiet. And I was like, that's ignorant. And everyone started laughing.
Fucking shit, dude. What the hell's wrong with you, Mike? God.
day.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude.
That's what it's about.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, well, we edited that one out, Mike. Damn. Fucking shit, dude.
Hey, that was Netflix worthy. So, I mean, you don't have to. It's in Netflix. So,
that's ignorant.
Oh my God. Go ahead. Never again. Holy shit. Yeah. South Park, one of the best. Still running, dude. Still running. Another one I love to watch is Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Those are another one that I love watching that show, dude. I'm not even going to touch ground with you because we'll never get off the air for that shit.
Charlie.
The only episode that makes me laugh, dude, and I'm going to bring this up again. I can say it to the day I die. Is when Danny DeVito's hanging in the couch, dude. That is my favorite fucking episode. You know Frank, right? He's an asshole. Just say he's a fucking asshole. I don't even know who the fuck are you guys. He's like, you see the fuck? What? Someone's in the couch. No one's in the couch. Just say Frank's a dildo. Oh shit. You see him ripped to the couch. Oh, it comes, falls out all butt naked. I can't take it anymore. It's hot in there. He's walking off the camera with two little butt cheeks out there. Like, God damn, dude.
I'll cry when he dies.
Oh, dude. I'll be right there with you, bro. I've seen that man through the TV show Taxi, bro. Back in the early 80s, bro.
Andrew Kaufman.
Oh, my God. Andy Kaufman? Yeah, Andy Kaufman was one hell of a comedian also. But, yeah, the day he passes, God, Lord, hope it is not anytime soon, but he is a fucking hilarious guy, dude.
Yeah.
He knows how to take one for the team, I'll tell you that much, dude. You mean to tell me we had an extra room in here, Charlie?
Well, yeah. But I don't think it's in there. I don't think my bed.
You mean all this time I've been sleeping here with you, and I took a shit in the bed, and you still wanted there was another room?
Well, yeah, it was kind of fun, you know? I mean,
all improv.
You sound like Tally there for a minute, man.
Hey, guys, why are you high?
Oh, shit, dude.
Mr. Tally.
Oh, my God. Any last words there, Jacob? But you want to tell the world before we sign off here?
Don't do drugs. Leave them for me.
Shit, dude. I should have put this on here. I should have done it right there, dude. Oh, my God. So we're going to go and sign off with a little bit of a Blue Oyster Cult, one of the famous songs they've had. This pretty much fits the bill for tonight, dude. Guys, watch what you do. Watch who you hang out with. Know your limits. Shit, man, because this song right here would say it everything, you know. Don't fear the Reaper, because Reaper won't fear you neither, man. They'll come for you no matter what, anytime, any day he wants. All I can say, guys, thank you for listening. And if you guys are watching this on YouTube, which I am going to edit a lot of editing.
That was mild.
But no, it was there, Mike.
It was on the brink of R and X.
When you went off with butt cheeks saying,
that's ignorant.
I thought that was the best part.
Damn it.
Never again. Yes. Put your hand out, Richard Nixon. We will see you next week's podcast on Thursday at 7:30. We'll be live on Facebook and on YouTube. So hang in there, guys. Guys, I want to say thank you once again for coming out, man. I appreciate you guys coming out. Have a lot of fun. We're going to try to do this maybe once a month if possible. I know I got you guys in here the first time. I'll try to get Chris and Omar next. You know, like I said, again, that will be one stoner, one drunk, and a Weezer. a Wheezy. Yeah, that'll be a good one, dude. But, guys, thank you once again. We will see you next week. And like always, guys, laters, gators, peace out.
All of times have come. Fear, but now they're gone. Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby, don't fear. Baby, take my hand, don't feel the reaper. We'll be able to fly, don't feel the reaper.
baby, I'm your man.
Take my hand, don't fear the reaper. We'll be able to fly, don't